Algernon, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch this week. We are starting off today talking about some disappointing news. A call center in Las Cruces is downsizing, leaving close to 200 employees facing layoffs. Is that correct?
Yeah, something like about 189 people are going to be without jobs in July. So we're talking about Concentrix, which operates a call support center for a number of clients located on Delray Boulevard. So one of their clients, from what they were able to tell our reporter, Diana Alba Solar, has different business needs, and so they don't need to have people at this particular call center. So that's going to affect 189 jobs come July. Now, they still employ people there. They didn't want to tell us how many. They've got other clients. And so there may be opportunities for some of these folks to apply for other jobs at Concentrix, but that's not a guarantee.
You know, speaking of this industry, call centers, when you think about technology, artificial intelligence starting to really make advancements, is this a job that could possibly, you know, not exist in the near future?
That's a concern. The hope is that there will be tech jobs paying higher wages in and around Doña Ana County, for instance, Virgin Galactic moving to Spaceport America and other businesses starting up there. And then the lower wage jobs needed to support those industries will start to expand. That's the optimistic hope. But there's also a lot of things that can happen. It's like gauging the weather.
Let's move on and talk about another business that will be closing its doors. And that is Uno Pizzeria Restaurant and Cafe. Now, I understand you heard some rumors about this and made a phone call to the restaurant.
Oh, yes. I mean, the people who've been following this on local social media have known that there have been rumors that Uno was going to close or sell or something. And I was trying to sniff that out. I contacted Uno on Facebook. I didn't get through on the phone, so I tried their Facebook presence. And I sent a message saying, "Hi, I'm a reporter, and I'd like to ask a question." They immediately shut me down and said, "We have no comment." And I responded, "I haven't even asked a question yet." So they got back to me and said, "Well, what's your question?" And I said, "What are your specials today? Also, are you closing?" And they responded to me and said, "Our specials are on our website and we still have no comment." They announced on their Facebook presence that they are closing May 26th.
Now let's move on to some brighter news, and that is Admiral Cable has announced a groundbreaking ceremony in Southern Doña Ana County.
That's right. We talked about this back in December. The outgoing administration of Governor Susana Martinez landed this last big fish in for the Santa Teresa, the Borderplex region. Admiral Cable, a Taiwanese company that makes power cables and related equipment, was going to make a $50 million development, including a $3.9 million in state funding, the LIDA funds that they use to sort of close the deal and get businesses to come here, promising to employ up to 342 people for its first phase. We'll see. There's a groundbreaking on Friday in Santa Teresa.
Okay, that's some exciting news. Algernon, thanks for updating us this week on the Monday Business Watch. We will talk with you next week.
Ciao.